So I'm mostly a happy, positive person. But every now and again, I get somewhat agitated. And yes, it's mostly around my kids. Any parent out there would get that. But more recently, it was about a podcast I've been listening to for quite a while. Now, I love listening to podcasts, and when I find a good one, I binge on it. And unfortunately, I was recently annoyed by one particular episode of this show, which inspired me to record an episode on podcast no-nos for anyone out there who has their own podcast or thinking of starting one up. So let's jump in. Hello, and welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. The show covers marketing and copywriting strategies to attract more clients to your health and wellness business, while also helping you to build a stronger and more positive mindset. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I manage a team who can transform your words from rough ramblings to meaningful messages via outsourced copywriting or training. And please take a moment to subscribe to the show to ensure you always have easy access to inspiring and actionable tips. Okay, so let's get into things here. As I mentioned before, there's a show that I've listened to for quite a while, and I love the speaker, the host. She's Australian, so I just feel a little bit more connected to Australian hosts for some reason. I've always just kind of felt that. And I really loved her energy, and I've just, listened to a show when I've been driving, going for runs, washing up, all that kind of thing. But there was an episode she did recently, and I'm not going to name the show here, that really irked me. And I did actually go straight into LinkedIn afterwards and put up a post asking if this would annoy other people. And it was just overall, everyone's like, yes, that would annoy me. And what she'd done is the episode was called it's the top 10 tips for blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say what it was. But I was like, ooh, 10 tips. Oh, I'm into that. You know, I love what she has to say. She always has great advice. Let's tune in. And to begin with, what somewhat annoyed me was that she started talking about downloading stuff from her website, which she has done before. I do remember a few months ago, she mentioned that she was talking to a business coach and was doing an overhaul on the podcast. And so obviously she's gone, I need to make more money from this podcast, which of course is a good aim, but not if you've done it the wrong way. And I'll explain in a second what she did. But there's been a lot more focus on pushing people to download free things, push towards her course. And I get that. That's ultimately what you want people to do to make money, because you know you're in business to make money. But what annoyed me in this particular episode, it wasn't that. Okay, she's done it a few episodes. I'm forgiving. I'm never near a computer to look at this stuff. So, you know, I couldn't investigate further. Could be very good stuff. But what happened was I was listening and she gave one tip and, oh yeah, this is, yeah, pretty interesting, pretty cool. And then she said, for the other 9 tips, go to my website to download the free downloadable. And I just, like, my heart just sunk going, you're kidding me, right? Like, I felt like I'd been clickbaited. I was told I was going to get one thing from the episode. I only got one tip, which was okay, but it was kind of general knowledge. And then told I had to go take an extra step to find out the other 9 that I was originally promised when I started the episode. And as the LinkedIn world agreed, this is just not the done thing. You can very well just say tips, take out the number, just say tips and give maybe a couple and then say, go check out my website and download for some more. But don't claim that you're going to give a certain number and then only give one and then tell people to go elsewhere. So I just felt really icky after that and I haven't actually listened to her podcast again since. So don't do that. Do what you say you're going to do in the episode. If you're going to talk about a certain thing, talk about it. And that brings me to tip number 2, what not to do with your podcast. And that is to talk for like 20 minutes about stuff completely unrelated to the topic that is in your podcast episode heading, or just simply promoting your next course in that 20 minutes. I know there has been some shows I've listened into, and I know some people, look, I like to have a bit of structure to my shows. This one, my last couple of solos, I've just had notes and then talked. But I really don't, like, I feel like the podcast host isn't appreciating my time when they obviously hit record and just talk about their day, and if there's two of them, having a little gossip or talking about a TV show for a good 20 minutes. And by that point, I've usually got to my location going, oh, I actually didn't get anything out of that. And I'm always about, I want to learn when I'm listening to a podcast. You may be different, but I'm tuning in for growth. So when I have, you know, shows like that, or they're giving like, oh, here's a little tip for this week and here's this, and then half an hour in, they finally get to the topic, I just feel like it's a time waster. So you're fine with my shows? Yes, when I interview guests, I do ask them about their business journey, and that for some could be seen as a bit of faff, but honestly, I see it as a great way to hear about someone else's journey, because we can learn from other people and be inspired and go, oh, wow, so they've done all these things. I could do those things too. Or they've jumped around careers. I could do that as well. There's nothing wrong with that. Or jumped around businesses. It just kind of, I feel like it gives good background to the person. But still, no more than 10 minutes. I'm pretty much then, let's hit the topic. So that's if you don't have a podcast. Maybe you have been doing the other and you like just kind of warming yourself up. Maybe that works best for you. But maybe warm yourself up and then hit record once you're warmed up. Look, and in terms of the promoting your course stuff, look, once again, as I said with that other one, I know, like, you're in business for a reason. You're not, a podcast is giving free content. That's great. And ultimately, yeah, you want to get people to pay for your stuff. But there's a way to do it. So if you are first for the first 20 minutes going, hey, I'm so excited about this course. Oh my gosh, it's going to have this and this and this. And you're just like going on. It just becomes a sales pitch. And in Australia, that just doesn't work. I just get put off. I just want to skip. I go to fast forward. Tell me when the actual podcast is actually going to begin. I do like, and I'm going to mention the name, so Denise Duffield Thomas podcast, Chill and Prosper. I've been listening to that lately, loving it. I was also reading her book, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. Just finished that. I had like both going, like the book and the podcast. And what I liked about her podcast, yeah, look, she mentions Money Bootcamp frequently in that, but I feel like it's a lot more forgiving because the content, she's giving so much advice in the podcast itself. So when it's like, yeah, Money Bootcamp, it goes a bit more, I'm forgiving. Also, what she does is she has little breaks and she has testimonials, like voice message testimonials from her clients where they've just bought the book. They're not all bootcamp people, by the way, which is great, showing that, you know, you can be entry level, buy a $30 book, or you can buy $2,000 US, you know, almost $3,000 Australian course. But the testimonials, they are great. And I might start doing this myself for just giving that third party, perspective, I guess. Someone else going, Denise is great, get her stuff, rather than her going, oh, look at me, I'm so brilliant. So I really like that approach. So no is don't go on about your course or whatever your offering is, but yes, tie it in naturally. And I occasionally tie in my bits and pieces, like, hey, I've got a blogging bootcamp coming up. Ha ha, look, I snuck it in, but I'm not going to go on about it. I will talk about that kind of stuff later on. So this is the last tip I wanted to talk about, just to keep this episode nice and short and sharp, because I value your time. Number three is, please don't give advice when you haven't experienced something. So there is another podcast show, I won't mention the name, where I loved, and this is a guy, I love his show, and it's fairly short episodes, always solo, really great content. But there was one episode that actually put me off and I couldn't listen to his show for a good few months. And it was, he was giving parenting advice and he's not a parent. So he's all about mindset, I'll give you that much. And he was saying, oh, you know, if all the parents who do this with their kids and they say this to their kids, I really don't believe that because the kids should be treated like this and this. And I'm like, dude, you just don't know what you're talking about. In the particular scenario, I can't remember what it was now, but I'm just like, no, you actually make me feel like a crap parent right now. And I know I'm a good parent. So he even said disclaimer, oh yeah, I'm not a parent, I'm just an uncle. You have no idea, dude. So anyway, that really put me off. So I just stopped listening to his show for a good while until I kind of got over it. And I don't hold grudges, people. I don't. So to have me put off, and look, probably like I said, the number one, I probably will listen to her show again soon. Just initially that irked me, and I'll get over it. But yeah, so if you are giving some sort of advice, I know, like if you've got a financial podcast, for example, you can't. You have to have that disclaimer, you know, get professional advice, you know, it's not one size fits all that kind of thing, or legal advice and blah, blah. Just stay in your lane. You know what you know. I'm not going to go start have a podcast episode about something I didn't like know nothing about unless I've done research for it. But yeah, I'm not going to make my listeners feel like crap giving advice about something I just don't know, like being a parent, not being a parent, and giving parenting advice. Anyway, that's my, I guess it's a half rant, you know, half advice, a kind of episode. Just if you do have a show, look, play around with different structures and obviously know what kind of things you like in episodes and then replicate what you like. So I like that honest, vulnerable kind of approach with podcasts. I don't like scripted ones, which look, I have written scripted ones in the past. I mean, ones that sound like they're reading a script. I don't like the ones where they're wasting my time by faffing on, as I said. So yeah, I'm open, by the way. If you want to catch me on Instagram, LeanneShelton247 or LinkedIn, let me know what podcasts you really enjoy, because I would love to add a few more to my rotation. I kind of get stuck on one. I'm like, all right, I'm just listening to Denise at the moment because I'm like, I like it. I'm kind of scared to try something else and then not like it. I feel like I've wasted, you know, 20 minutes of my life. Anyway, so I hope this has been helpful for you, and I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. So thank you for listening to Marketing and Me. I hope that you subscribe if you haven't already and share the episode with your friends. If you want to connect with me, you know where to find me. LinkedIn, just search for my name and let me know you're a fan of the show. Instagram, LeanneShelton247. Also have the Marketing and Me community on Facebook that you can look up as well and join. We have meetups, face-to-face and webinars. So come along and look, this is no sales pitch. I'm just telling you, I would love to see you and love to hear if you are enjoying the show. That's it for me today. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.